Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Grant, offering you some complimentary mental training and hypnotherapy. Actually, it's the suggestions of hypnosis that I'll be going over with you pertaining to this particular session, this particular episode, regarding perseverance and having greater success in your life, your ability to peak your performance in life and whatever aspect of life that you are choosing to put your attention upon. And if you tuned in last week, you know that peak performance comes from having clarity and balance and then also energy. And if you didn't and you weren't able to tune in last week, it's in the on-demand episodes, the archives there, and it will give you a really good synopsis and summary as to why I feel that success comes from clarity, balance, and energy, and my take on each of those areas. And I'm pulling from a quote today from Jacob Riss, and it is, when nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 100th and first blow, it will split in two. And I know that it was not that blow that did it, but all that had gone before. And I chose this quote to talk to you about today because, you know, so many times we're so focused on looking at the outcome, looking at the destination, the goal. We can get so goal-oriented and focused around what our goal is and what it's going to look like when I get there and how I can visualize my life and let me, you know, rev myself up emotionally and mentally in order to get to that point where I'm ready, where I feel like I am focused, I know what I want, and I'm going to stop at nothing until I get it. Well, the problem with that is that if we're so focused out there somewhere, sometime, that we end up missing out on the opportunities that are right here. We end up not seeing because our vision is so set on where we're going, we're not seeing what's happening right here. And we then tend to get frustrated. We tend to not see progress. Or we only look for progress that looks the way we want it to. You know, even that we define. We define those as, you know, sub-goals, smaller goals in order for the larger, you know, in order to get to the larger goal. And what happens is even those, if they don't look the way that we want, then we're not really seeing our progress. So this quote really addresses perseverance. And when we look at what perseverance is, it's being steady and persistent to have a course of action or a purpose. And in spite of any kind of obstacles, any kinds of challenges, any kind of discouragement, any kind of difficulties, that you stay steady on pace. You stay persistent. You are committed to the journey that you're on. And what I like is that in theology, they actually bring in that grace is a part of this. So to be able to be in a state of grace from beginning to end, being able to put your mind onto something and, yes, have goals and have desires and have these really wonderful ideas for your life. But come back and take action. Come back and commit yourself to the process with a state of grace, not with discouragement, not with frustration, not defining exactly how that is supposed to look. It's when our egos get involved that we define exactly how it's supposed to look. This is exactly when this should happen. And if it doesn't happen at this time, and if it doesn't look like this, then I'm going to be frustrated. I'm going to think that things aren't going the way that they should, and I'm not making any progress, and I want to give up. And there's all this frustration around it. But what you're able to do is you're capable of realizing and having the realization that there is progress being made. Now, there will be a lot less progress if you're sitting in your recliner watching TV all day. That's a little different. Like, you can have all the goals that you want, all the little visualization exercises, all of these ideas of how you'd like your outcomes to be. But if you're sitting in the recliner watching TV all day, there's very little action on your part to participate in the creation of what you want. So, you know, putting that aside, let's say that you are taking action. Let's say you are making the phone call. Let's say that you are stepping out and you are filling out the forms or the applications or going on interviews. Or let's say that you are having regular get-togethers and regular events that are part of your business plan. Then you're taking action, and it's just like that stone cutter hammering away at his rocks. It may be the 100th and first blow where you finally see all of it, all of your hard work coming together. All of what you've been focused on, all of what you've been working on, all just coming together. And you can't chisel out a beautiful sculpture in just one whack of your hammer. You're also not going to be able to chisel it out by just hacking away at it and being crazy with your hammer. You've actually got to do a little bit at a time. You've got to be able to have a vision, have a goal, and then come back and take the steps. Have the progress along the way. So in that, you're able to slowly and gradually, with perseverance, with diligence, with focus, make the kind of progress to have a really beautiful outcome. But think about it. If you're that stone cutter and you just want the outcome, you just want it to finally be done, you just want it to just come out, and you get frustrated if you chip it wrong and if something doesn't work out the way that you want, if it's taking too long. And obviously, a lot of stone cutters know better than that. But here we are in life doing that with our own dreams and our own goals and our own desires. We do that every single day. Every day we get frustrated when things aren't going the way that we had hoped they would, when it doesn't look like our hard work's paying off, when our outcomes aren't exactly as we would want them to be. So rather than being gentle on ourselves, and rather than realizing that it's one hit of that hammer at a time, and that sometimes that little hit could actually change my whole plans, because what I thought was going to be where the shoulder is going to go, I may have whacked it a little too hard, and there goes a bigger chunk than I had wanted. And then what I'm going to need to do is recreate my plan and my vision. And it's okay. It doesn't mean destroying the whole piece. It means recreating my vision. I don't have to be upset about that. So there are obstacles along the way. There are challenges that we will be faced with, but it doesn't have to mean the end of it all. It doesn't have to mean that everything's over. What it can mean is I can evolve and I can accept and I can mold myself with life and with circumstances and yet still have my goals and still have my dreams and still have my desires, but be in reality. So it's a matter of not giving up, of persevering, of knowing that each little step along the way is building to the end result, which I don't really even like to say the end because there is no end, because there will still be something else after that. But you are putting a lot of hard work into your goals, hopefully. You are taking action on them. You want to pat yourself on the back. You want to give yourself credit for that. See the progress that you are making already. Know that it doesn't have to look exactly the way you think it should look. But it's okay. And as long as you are taking action, that you are a co-creator on this planet, that your actions, your words, your doing affects the overall whole. And as long as you have some really good clarity and you put the energy forth into your desires and your goals, what you are clear on, then as you move forward, you will start to see the evolution of the beautiful desires that you're creating, the beautiful sculpture that you're creating of your dreams, of your desires in life. So have that clarity, have that vision first, just like the sculptor. And find a level of emotional balance so that you're not on an emotional roller coaster ride when things aren't working out the way that you thought they would or in the time that you envisioned that it would happen. Have that balance and take breaks from your work so that you can rejuvenate your batteries and have that energy when you come back. But take care of yourself and other areas of your life so you're not feeling guilty or not feeling like you're neglecting yourself or others so that you can really have that good amount of energy when it is time to focus your time and energy on your goals. And when you're in it, be in it. Enjoy the process and know that every step leads to the greater picture. So just like Jacob Riis said, when nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rocks, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two, and I know it was not that blow that did it, but all that has gone before. What peacefulness that brings, what grace that brings to enjoying the journey, having a destination in mind and enjoying the journey, steady persistence, perseverance in your course of action and your purpose, your state of mind, especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or anything that would be challenging or discouraging. So thank you for tuning in. My success in your life performance show. I will be offering this free mental training to you on every Monday, 9:30 Eastern Time. And if you miss it live, you can always tune in to the archives where it's there and all the previous shows. If you happen to be an athlete, I also offer every Friday peaking your performance in your sport, and it's how to win consistently. There's lots of archives there that you can tune into the previous shows. And then Wednesdays is decreasing your stress and increasing your joy and how you can go about doing that. So I'm offering all this to you for free so that you can get yourself in a healthy state of mind, a healthy state of being, and really enjoy your life to the fullest. If you want more information, go to my website at dawngrant.com. or you can email me at dawn@dawngrant.com. Have an amazing day. Tune in next week.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.